Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelte providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelte can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelte today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelte providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelte can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelte today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Okay, so you finally found it, you know? That perfect place. The one you've been dreaming of. But there's a catch. And it's a big one. Your neighbor is turning your dream home into a total nightmare. So what do you do? Today, we're diving into a letter that someone sent to the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast. And let me tell you, this one, it's got it all. But we're not just going to like recap all the drama, right? We're going to unpack why things escalated, you know, what tactics actually work and which ones backfire. But most importantly, what can you learn from this person's experience?
It's really amazing. This case is like the perfect example of how these small, tiny annoyances can become huge conflicts. We're going to look at both sides. We're going to analyze the choices that each person made and why some of them just totally flopped. But our goal is to give you. To help you walk away with some real strategies, you know, for dealing with any conflict, neighbor related or not.
Okay, so let's unpack this story. Our letter writer starts off so hopeful. They found this charming, affordable, semi-detached house. Mm. And they're picturing, you know, friendly waves across the lawn, like on garbage day. Mm. But then reality sets in. And it all starts with the base.
The base, it's so common, isn't it? Like, it seems so small at first, but that constant thump, 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 it's like, you know, Your space is being invaded. It really disrupts your peace, your sleep, your sense of just being at home. And then it just becomes, you know, this major stress.
Right. And the letter writer, they try talking to the neighbor. You can just tell that the conversation is just not going well. The neighbor's response. It's just my new subwoofer, a beaut. Got it off a guy in a van. I mean, what do you even say to that?
Right. This is where we start to see those little seeds of conflict starting to grow. Yeah. You know, it's not even just the noise itself. It's that dismissive attitude, the total lack of empathy. That got it off a guy in a van comment. It really suggests that they just don't care about the rules, you know, maybe even a little bit of pride in that.
Yeah. It's like, you, they're speaking completely different languages. Yeah. One person is talking about peace and quiet, and the other one's bragging about some shady subwoofer deal. No wonder this isn't going well. And it gets worse soon. There's constant traffic in the driveway, a basketball hoop that seems like it's aimed right at the listener's windows, and then the dogs arrive. 15 dogs. Come on.
Wow. 15. It's almost funny. But it shows us something really important. The conflict is escalating. Each new annoyance, it's like adding fuel to the fire. It's not even about the base anymore. It's about feeling disrespected, like they just don't care about you. And each new thing that happens just makes it worse. Like this neighbor doesn't care at all.
Totally. And when the letter writer tries to bring up the dogs, the neighbor just like, oh yeah, that's Diesel. He's a rescue. Loves squirrels. I mean, I got it. Are you even listening?
It's like textbook passive aggression. Maybe the neighbor really doesn't get it, but it feels deliberate. Like they're trying to get a reaction, and it just makes it worse for our listener. You know, they're trying to have a real conversation, but they're being met with this, I don't know, dismissive, almost mocking tone.
For sure. And then to top it all off, there's the weed smoke. The letter writer describes their home as constantly smelling like a contact high chamber. They try ceiling cracks. They're running air purifiers. Nothing works. It's like they're trapped in this haze and they just can't escape.
That brings up a really important question. When does a neighbor's behavior cross the line from being inconsiderate to actually taking away your rights? It's one thing to deal with noise sometimes, or a barbecue that gets a little loud, but constant weed smoke coming into your house, that's different. It affects your health, your ability to enjoy your own property.
Right. It's not just annoying anymore. It's affecting their quality of life. And our letter writer, feeling totally helpless, decides to fight fire with fire, they call it. Phase two, the passive-aggressive war.
Passive aggression. It's the weapon of choice for so many neighbor conflicts, but it's almost never the best way. What's interesting here is that we see our listener doing the same thing as the neighbor, you know, resorting to these little indirect tactics. So let's talk about why people choose this route and why it usually backfires.
Okay. So what does this passive aggressive war actually look like? Got industrial fans pointed at the fence, classical music blasting at all hours, even a motion activated sprinkler. That's strategically aimed at the basketball hoop. Gotta give them points for creativity.
Oh, yeah. Definitely some dark humor in there. But under that is this deeper frustration passive aggression comes from. This fear of actually confronting someone. Or maybe a belief that being assertive just won't work. The problem is, it rarely solves the real problem. Instead of opening up communication, it just creates more resentment on both sides.
Yeah. It's like, you're speaking in this code, hoping the other person will get the message without you having to say it. But they often don't, or they choose to ignore it.
Yeah.
Which just makes you even more frustrated.
Exactly. It becomes this vicious cycle. Both of you are upset, but neither of you is actually talking about it. And in this case, it seems like the neighbor either isn't noticing, or even worse, is enjoying the game.
Right. After weeks of this back and forth, our listener realizes it's not working. They're at their wit's end. And they decide to look for help from the people who are supposed to enforce the rules. But things don't go as planned.
This is where we really see the limits of authority in neighbor disputes. And it's so frustrating. You've done everything the right way, followed the rules, called the right people, but the problem is still there.
Right. And that's where it'll pick up in the next part of our deep dive. We'll explore the challenges of getting outside help involved.
Yeah.
The emotional toll this whole experience takes on our listener. And of course, the dramatic breaking point that changes everything.
Welcome back to our deep dive. We left off with our listener feeling totally trapped. They tried talking it out, they tried those subtle little retaliations, and now they're turning to the people who make the rules, hoping they can help. It just makes sense, right? I mean, there are rules for a reason.
Exactly. You'd think calling animal control about a house with 15 dogs would have to get some results, but nope, nothing but a warning. And the worst part, the neighbor's response is to go and get another dog. It's like they're just messing with our listener now.
It's so frustrating, and it shows us something really important about these neighbor problems. The authorities often can't do that much, especially when it comes to noise or pets, which can be really subjective and hard to enforce.
Even with 16 dogs now, seriously.
Yeah.
There's got to be some kind of limit.
You'd think so. But animal control, they're usually focused on those immediate threats to safety or clear violations of the law about how you treat animals. Just having a lot of dogs, even if it's annoying to the neighbors, might not be enough for them to do something.
So it's not just about how many dogs there are. It's about proving that they're being neglected or that they're dangerous. And that's hard to do. No wonder our listener feels like they're going nowhere.
Totally. They went through all the proper channels, but the problem's still there. It makes you wonder if the system even works.
Right. Like, who are these rules actually protecting? Then there's the landlord. This person sounds like they're straight out of a horror movie, living miles away, collecting rent, and basically saying, not my problem.
Absentee landlords. They just make things so much more complicated. They're the ones with the power, but they're totally disconnected from what's actually happening. And for the tenant who's dealing with this nightmare neighbor, it creates this feeling of being powerless.
It's like they're stuck. They tried talking, they tried fighting back in those sneaky ways, they tried calling for help, and nothing is working. So what happens next? Well, let's just say things are about to get worse.
This is where the story changes, and we gotta be careful how we talk about this, because while we can understand why our listener gets to this breaking point, we're not saying that what they do is okay.
For sure. We're not here to give advice. We're here to understand why people act the way they do. So set the scene for us. What makes our listener finally snap?
It's a super hot summer night. The bass is thumping. The weed smoke is wafting over the fence. And to make it even worse, the neighbor's friends are having a barbecue in the listener's yard. Our listener is done. Months of frustration and anger have built up, and they finally lose it.
They grab a garden hose, turn it on full blast, and spray everything. The barbecue, the guests, the whole nine yards. It's like something you'd see in a movie. This quiet homeowner turns into a water-wielding vigilante.
It's like a release. All that pent-up emotion comes pouring out.
Yeah.
And while it might have felt good in the moment, we gotta acknowledge that there could have been consequences. This is where things could have easily gotten out of control, maybe legal trouble or even violence.
Right, of course. The police get called. But after hearing both sides, they basically just tell everyone to behave. It's like, after all that, nothing changes, right?
Not exactly. Here's where things get interesting. After the hose incident, things actually start to get better. The noise goes down, the weed smoke lessens, even the basketball games stop. It seems like the neighbor, for the first time, realizes that there are consequences to their actions.
Right. It's like that saying, speak softly, but carry a big stick. Maybe not literally in this case. But the point is, sometimes you need to do something big to get someone's attention.
It's a tough balance, though. Standing up for yourself is important. But doing it in a way that makes things worse or puts you in danger isn't the answer. And it definitely doesn't always work.
So we've seen that the authorities can only do so much. We've seen that reaching your breaking point can be dangerous. But there's one more thing we haven't really talked about, how this whole experience affects our listener emotionally.
That's what we'll talk about in the last part of our deep dive. We'll unpack the psychological impact of going through this kind of conflict. And most importantly, we'll talk about some healthy ways to cope and some resources for anyone who's dealing with something similar.
Welcome back. It's been quite the journey through this neighbor battle, right? We saw passive-aggressive moves, calls to the authorities, even a full-on garden hose ambush.
Yeah, and through it all, there's this constant undercurrent of stress and emotional turmoil. We can't ignore that. This isn't just about noise or smells. It's about how these conflicts mess with your sense of peace and security at home.
Absolutely. Our letter writer goes through this crazy roller coaster of emotions. Frustration.
Anger.
Helplessness. Even a little bit of victory after that hose incident.
And it's so important to realize that those feelings are totally normal. When you're home, your safe space is under attack. It's natural to feel stressed, anxious, even violated. These are normal human reactions to a really messed up situation.
Yeah. It's like this constant low-level stress that just wears you down. You can't relax. You can't enjoy your own space.
Yeah.
And it starts to affect everything in your life.
Exactly. Your sleep gets messed up. Relationships can get strained. Mm-hmm. And we can't forget about how stress hurts your body. Headaches, fatigue, stomach problems. It all adds up. Chronic stress is a serious health risk.
So let's switch gears a bit. What can you do to protect yourself emotionally? When you're stuck in this kind of situation, it sounds like it can really take a toll.
The first thing is to just admit how you're feeling. Don't keep it bottled up. Don't try to pretend everything is okay. Talk to someone you trust, a friend, family. a therapist. Tell them what you're going through.
Yeah.
Having those people there for you can make a huge difference.
Right. It's so important to have a way to let it all out, that safe space to vent and process your emotions without judgment. Because let's be real, sometimes you just need to complain about how your neighbor's stupid wind chimes are driving you insane.
Exactly. And remember, you're not alone in this. Millions of people have to deal with bad neighbors. There are online groups, support groups, even legal aid organizations that can help and make you feel less alone.
Yeah. Knowing that other people are going through the same thing can be so comforting. And it can also give you some practical advice and resources for handling the situation.
Absolutely. And don't underestimate the power of taking care of yourself. Find healthy ways to deal with the stress. Exercise, meditation, spending time in nature, listening to calming music. Anything that helps you relax and recharge.
It's easy to get so focused on the fight that you forget to take care of yourself. But it's super important to take care of yourself, both physically and mentally.
And if things just get too bad, don't be afraid to consider moving. I know it's not always easy, but sometimes getting out of that toxic environment is the best thing you can do for your health and peace of mind.
It's the last resort, but you have to remember, your home should be your happy place, not a place that stresses you out all the time.
So as we finish up this deep dive, I want to leave you with this thought. Even little things that bug you can turn into huge conflicts. It's a reminder to set boundaries early, communicate clearly, and find healthy ways to deal with getting frustrated.
And remember, don't be ashamed to ask for help from friends, family, or professionals. You deserve to feel safe and at peace in your own home. What strategies would you have tried in this situation? We'd love to hear your thoughts. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive for...
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com. Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MACK25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MackWeldon.com.